Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta be motherfucking said. We got a fucking slumlord around this bitch. Gotta be said. You know what I'm saying? This your boy E-Max the English Man. I want to say something right quick. We got Hood Tunes Radio in the background and shit. So, like, we gonna really that's pretty much what it is. 24 hours a day right now, Hood Tunes Radio at shoutcast.com. Sitting here with my nigga Cheese, you know what I'm saying? We just chopping it up. And as soon as I can get this motherfucker, you know, turned down for me, we'll be alright. But 646-478-0944. That's the number, you know what I'm saying? Call in, kick it with us and shit, and we here. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go to the phone lines right quick and bring up 216-339.
Eastside, what's up, East Coast?
What's good, nigga? You already know what it is, me. Ready to get this dumbass shit started, you.
Yeah, man. Tell me a nice little title.
You know what I'm saying? Bottle's on deck.
What's up?
Man, you already know, man. I'm making moves, man. I got a mixtape about to drop, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be on that test February 13th. I mean, actually, February 10th, for real. It's going to be on that test, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Down South niggas that's going to be on the mixtape with me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole team, man. Forever Loyal Entertainment, man. Team New Life is crazy. Like, we got a new label we're working with right now. Forever Loyal Entertainment, you feel me? That's pushing, that's movement. Man, Team New Life is a movement. Now, it's crazy. Like, I got a whole team. Like, I got the cartel on deck. You feel me? It's crazy. Yo, man, my team done moved up to the league for real.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear y'all doing some real shit.
You know, I'm out of town right now, though. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I got my team holding it down while I'm, while I'm out. You feel me? I'm down here in the nasty Villyville, Nashville.
That's what it do. Shit, it's about that time to be down there anyway.
Hey, you know, man, they got some fatties down here too, man. They got some natural country booty, like, nigga, I'm talking about. Whew. Man.
I done been there.
It's like... It's like all they eat is cornbread and corn down here. God damn.
That's what it seems
like.
Like,
sheesh. But yeah, we just got a nice little.
On the other end, man.
Oh, man, everything good on all ends, man. Like, I ain't got no issues, man.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live like you and my nigga Caesar Solid, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live like y'all niggas, man.
Okay, then we bring it back
some hay, motherfucker. That nigga Caesar Solid, man. My nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? A little lettuce and tomato with my nigga.
Shit, man, we just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Talking shit on the show.
Man, you already know. I got me a fat ass bottle with me already, man. I ain't tripping, man. You feel me?
Right.
The blog talk better. Know what it is, nigga, on Wednesdays. What's wrong with this?
Hey, y'all. I just got to put it out there, you know what I'm saying, that Shoutcast.com, you know what I'm saying? That's where you can find Hood Tunes Radio 24 hours a day. It's not a show. Station. We got our own radio station, and we're in the process of unlocking the code, nigga, so that we can talk, you know what I'm saying? Plug our microphones in and talk shit like we do right now, you know what I'm saying? But for now, y'all know. First 90 days, man, we're going to let y'all niggas do some shit for free, you know what I mean? But pretty soon, because it's a paid radio station, in order for us to pay our taxes, man, you know what I'm saying? We ain't taxing nobody. We're making it fairly affordable, man. We even got promotional segments, man, if you want to hear just all your shit for a certain amount of time, this, that, and the other. But any more details on that, man, just hit a nigga up at emaxradio@gmail.com. Send me an email if you're interested, you know what I'm saying, and I will. Respond to that shit like, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, I want all of y'all to remember that, you know, we gonna be pretty much all over the motherfucking place when it start getting hot, so we looking for the motherfucking vehicle, nigga. It might be a rust bucket, but it's still rolling.
y'all niggas retarded, man.
Can't put nothing out there like that. Not in these days and times, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and this is what I wanted to tell y'all motherfuckers out there. I seen today about 40, it take me 20 minutes to get home from work. I saw 40 motherfucking cars at least with 30-day tags. Every last one of them motherfuckers was old beaters. Now, my beater got 30-day tags, but I done had my beater for about little going on 5 months now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But, hey, y'all motherfuckers that's going out there buying new shit right now, y'all got to be careful. They still got floods going on all over the motherfucking countries, man. How can you tell if your shit been in some water? You raise the motherfucking hood up and you look. Half the shit new, half the shit rusty. Guess what? Your shit was a submersible. You got to be careful about that shit.
It didn't survive. It didn't survive.
It didn't survive. They put some money into it. It started up. And they took it to the lot and sold it to your ass for $3,900. There's some rust buckets going on out there, y'all. Don't buy no shit that's going to fall apart in 6 months. Trust me. Take it and look at it, all right? Hey, what's up with these bras nowadays, man?
I don't know, man.
What's with the sense of entitlement? So you know what happened, right? All the balling-ass niggas is in jail now. See, they still got that stain on them. Because them niggas like, that motherfucker jail. Because you can have whatever you like, him and T.I. with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And nobody, you know.
You got to remember, he had a big price, too.
Yeah.
You can have whatever you like with him, and now I got to go sit down somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, bitch, you.
And now they looking for broke niggas to take the place of a balling ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Not broke niggas is kings. And you know what I found to be another thing that's fucked up, man? It's gotta be said, dude. What the fuck is this new wave going on with these bras? Talking about a nigga that groomed himself is suspect. What kind of shit is that? You ever heard that shit? Yeah, motherfuckers who groom themselves, they, you know, cut their hair and trim their nails and shit like that, man. You know, dressing nice.
Metrosexual.
Yeah, metrosexual niggas, man. Just because a nigga work long or wash his motherfucking ass.
I thought that's how a motherfucker's supposed to be, clean his ass and make himself look presentable for society.
I thought so, too. But the fact
I didn't know that they had a name for it. They call you a metrosexual or shit, you know what I mean? If I knew that shit, then I'd have been really had my motherfucking A game on back in the days and shit, you know?
These bitches like niggas that look like fucking McGruff. Straight wake up, don't wash your ass, don't comb your hair.
Hey, this motherfucking dreadlock shit, man, is just fucking me up. I can't. See how you can have the Rick Ross with the dreadlocks.
And the Rick
Ross motherfucker.
Man, come on. Hey, you ain't even washing that shit like you're supposed to. What the fuck?
At least go back to the spot and get the shit retwisted and shit. You know what I mean?
Niggas, you can put that shit twisted.
That's right. They go twist it and don't do no more.
They don't even go down to the river. And they just get the ends. This guy's got to go back to the river. She's on charge.
They go eat that. He makes talk about that shit.
No rules, no law, no rules.
Yeah, I ain't even about to fuck with y'all in this, man.
Hey, man, this guy.
Right. I ain't even motherfucking with y'all niggas, man. I ain't gonna even make it back to Cleveland fucking around with y'all niggas, man.
Oh, yeah, you in?
You can't help but fuck with us.
They don't care, man. That's that. They don't like that motherfucker. They don't like that motherfucker on that damn show.
East Coast, I know. I know you keep your ears to the street, right? You keep your ears to the street.
I keep my ears to the streets, man. The streets is me. Shit, that's the only way you can call me Issa.
You know a certain place that I named. Oh, okay.
I forgot to tell you, E-Max, man, that nigga Young Thug sent me an email, right? He said, uh-huh. E-Max, you know what I'm saying? He said he liked how you was talking on the radio song, you know what I'm saying? You and him might have to be Valentine's Days and shit, you feel me?
Man, I fuck that. You
Valentine's
Day. I don't know, motherfucking Valentine's Day, no dude. Say that motherfucking you man said you kiss my mother. No, I can kiss my ass.
That nigga Thugger Thugger said he wants you to be his Thugger Thugger, you feel me?
Is that where you Chesters and shit, them motherfuckers, you know, oh, baby, I'll take care of you. But it go both ways, man. Sometimes you fuck around with motherfuckers, man, and you let them do something for you, and it's never end of story. I heard tell of a bro praying that God would never take this nigga's dick away from her. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did I read that right? Oh, Lord, please don't take this dick away from me. Like, the fuck was that? So fuck the nigga. And the shit like that that made sense, at least to my thought process and my reason, because, you know, you have to wonder sometimes, what the fuck? Ain't nothing wrong with me. You have to be something wrong with this motherfucker. And you know what? It generally is. It generally is. I watched a couple of videos. One of them was called Black Man Wake Up. The black woman, or the woman, not necessarily the black woman, but the woman is not conditioned to love you. She's only conditioned to nurture you, be your companion, provide sex, this, none other than blah, blah. But, you know, nowhere. And, you know, they brought pretty much, man, brought the shit out from what I don't really consider to be a reputable source for, you know, any analysis and some shit like that. But, I mean, hell, we didn't have this motherfucker since 1611. It's the thought processes that's contained therein, and I thought maybe, all right, well, we going to use this motherfucker source material and try to make sense of this shit, and it actually made sense. And that's what's fucked up, because on the other hand, it sounds like this motherfucker is talking gibberish, and to me, he sounded gay. And most gay dudes that don't like women will bash them. You know what I mean? But most niggas who then got played by bitches will bash them too. So they relate to this faggot motherfucker who don't like women, okay, because he probably turned gay because some woman dogged his ass and broke his heart and drove him crazy. So, you know, said, fuck it, maybe I'll just start getting me some man coochie. You know, they call that booty. The whole thing is, it brought the thing to from a physical perspective or a spiritual perspective into a scientific or analytical perspective that made you think about it. You know, the way women treat motherfuckers. And it ain't just the women. It's us too. You see? But 19 out of 20 motherfuckers that get divorced, it's the woman that initiates divorce. All right? We always condition our daughters, make sure, you know what I'm saying, you got a motherfucker that take care of you, blah, 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 blah. As soon as the money run out, times get tough, especially with these young bros, man. They don't got no sense of motherfucking loyalty, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers been with you, be with you, do things for you. That shit don't mean a motherfucking thing. Because the minute you can't do something, or the minute you stop doing something, then it's off to the next motherfucker. And I heard this too. What you won't do, another motherfucker will. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I call building another man's castle. See, we as people got this strange ideology that because we fucking, and you my girlfriend, and I'm your man, I'm your boyfriend, that when you want something, I'm supposed to get it. When you want me to do something, I'm supposed to do it. You let your ex-boyfriend come visit you one day, and he slapped the shit out of you when he see my picture on the motherfucking mantelpiece. Bitch, you call me on the phone, this nigga slapped me, you gotta come and help me. Or you let the motherfucker come over. All right, that's between you and that motherfucker. Why you ain't calling police, bitch? Why I gotta come over and get the domestic violence case? You know what I'm saying? Or have to shoot or possibly get shot or beat somebody up or possibly get my ass whooped because you let the nigga come over to hear what he had to say. Fuck out of here. That's some bullshit. If you go back to motherfucking slavery times, man, when shit started, There wasn't no such thing as marriage. There wasn't no such thing as my boyfriend and my girlfriend. The male buck fucked all the voluptuous women. The strong, he'll say strong bros. He, you know, they wanted to raise a new race of people, and I'll be damned if they did. And the effects that we have of that shit is a bunch of new generation of motherfuckers that's confused. I'm looking at some shit on TV right now. Dark skinned chick darker than me with blonde hair. What the fuck? I don't know too many black people born with blonde hair, but we can show by it. And what was that? Then we watched that motherfucking documentary, dog, with the motherfucker talking about the hair and how the Indians sacrifice their shit to the gods. Daily, they go to their little shit and sacrifice their hair. They let their hair grow so long, man, they don't ever cut it. And when they get to a certain point, man, they cut their shit off bald and sacrifice the shit to the gods and the church's leaders. Take it to the businessmen who buy it from the church, turn around and clean and wash it and dye it, hang it up on the motherfucking curtain so it'll dry out, then put it in the bag and sell it to you for $20 plus tax.
And you're supposed to be sacrificing your shit to the gods.
Yeah, sacrificing to the gods. And they'll tell you, we don't know where that motherfucking hair go once it leaves the church. It goes straight to America, straight to the hood.
That's why the Jingle
Jones are so popular. And I guarantee you, out of all the fucking stores in the hood, man, ain't one Chinese store been robbed. Not one.
Nah.
Y'all had to kill the A-Rats. But it ain't been one motherfucking Chinese store. And I ain't trying to start shit. I'm just saying.
Why strange?
It is strange in the motherfucker. Alright?
Because they got Bruce Lee spirit on
it. Man, I don't know what the fuck it is, but I ain't never heard. I done heard niggas beating up priests down in, you know, Ohio City, little Italy and shit, but I ain't heard no motherfuckers going down on pain, 5 or 6 niggas going down on pain, kicking in the store at the little local movie shop. Or Wing Wah. I ain't heard no niggas running up in Wing Wah either. You don't want to do Wah? You say, who give you money? Okay, come get it. Come get the money, bitch. Watch all y'all niggas run out that store. Run up and wing while talking that robbery shit. Dare you. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know what it is, man. This is Boy E-Max, man. I got to say it. It's got to be said. You know, motherfuckers losing their mind these days. You know, you got the commercials out there talking about, it's tax season, America. Every year they change that shit. Last year it was tax. What did he say it was last year? Oh, it's your money. We got billions, America. Come get your money. Oh. Now it's tax season, America. And then you go to these organized motherfucking tax preparation spots and you can win a lottery. You can get another, what, $1,000? Just for letting them do your taxes. All right? I tell you what you do, man. You go to your local hood rat. And you be like, hey, how much you going to charge me to do my taxes? God,
she going to pay $20.
You get that girl $20, man. Let her do your shit right. And she been doing her shit forever. You know, her baby daddy paid child support and all of that. Her two baby daddies, they paid child support. She got her little job at the library. And, you know, hey, man, you know, I posted 3 songs by Willie D on my Facebook page the other day, man, and I did not get one like from none of y'all women. All the dudes like them. One of the songs was, you gotta let a hoe be a hoe. The other song was, read these Nikes. And the other song was, wear fair bitches. Well, he said at the end of his rap, he said, one of these days, it ain't gonna be no welfare. Welfare bitches. Watch when Obama get out of office, nigga. That Obamacare shit gonna crumble like an egg. It's dropped on the floor. So all that money he been getting out of, and they been getting out of y'all asses. All right, go to work, man. Pay the insurance at the job. They just sent me an email. My shit going up.
a dollar and some change.
Gotta remember, man, to play the game in corporate America, gotta be a player.
Mm-hmm.
You're going against the grain, and you're going to feel the strain.
Hey, man, tell me this. I got something else, something got to be said, man. What the fuck is the difference between an Ohio State trooper and a policeman from Cuyahoga? What's that right there? Newburgh. That they could just take a picture of your motherfucking car and send you a ticket, and the state trooper still got to sit in the cut with the little radar gun. You know, Newburgh don't, you don't see Newburgh no more. Because they be hiding. You know what I mean? I've seen them on the bridges. I've seen them standing behind the motherfucking overpass, you know, where the water's supposed to trickle down. They've been sitting up under that motherfucker with their guns, you know. And it ain't even a gun, man. The gun is a camera. And it should take a picture of your car and the speed you're going at what time. And it transmit that shit to the motherfucking main office. And it generates your ticket and mail it to the last known address. Or according to the registration on your tag. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be like, okay, they have passed a law that if your city going to have speed light cameras, then there's got to be a manned officer at each camera all day long. All right, you know how much money the city should spend it by having the motherfucker sit there and watch the camera take pictures of the motherfucker? And then the officer got to get out and do what we call editing. Whether the camera took a picture of this car, he was sitting there and he turned right on red and the camera flashed on. So the officer got to go and punch in some type of code on the camera so that it'll avoid that picture. So that means if you sitting across the street, you got to get your fat ass out your squad car and walk across the street before that camera take another picture. Shit got to be said, man. Frank Jackson's motherfucking ass. Now, y'all know out here in the city, we getting ready to get the Republican National Convention, okay? There's a lot of laws being passed. The Jones Radio, the Talk Radio, it's the hood. 2.5% tax increases being proposed by our beloved mayor because the federal government wishes to implement a full disclosure policy. So that means they're getting ready to have some police officers walking around in plain clothes talking with the police, instigating shit just to see how the fuck they're going to react and if they're going to tell the truth. So from what I understand, if they're getting ready to start staging, that's if they haven't done it already, a whole bunch of mock shit that's going on in our city, to do the same thing to the police that they've been doing to everybody else. And trapping motherfuckers. Now, y'all know they just fired 6 of them motherfucking cops that killed them 2 people out here, okay? They fired them, and it's another few of them suspended without pay and, you know, moved around and some shit like that. One motherfucker said, fucking, I ain't in it no more. He just retired. Not quit. He retired. He said, fuck it. I'm too old for this shit. Ain't that the famous movie line? I'm too old for this shit. Thing is, man, motherfuckers was doing it any motherfucking way. It was out there that night. That's why I had my motherfucking theories, and I done said it before. It was a drug deal gone bad. But they used them 2 people, and they knew the motherfuckers was thirsty, and they were singing. They had some pure shit in their hands, and they took off with it a little bit. The police was like, oh, no. We got to get that back. She just went all bad. Sorry. You know? All right. This got to be said, too. And I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there. I'm blacker than a motherfucker, man. I'm blacker than a motherfucker. And I done had my share of white girls. Damn it, these new white girls nowadays, you know, I mean, they make you want to fuck them. So I won't fuck with me a white girl.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, black ladies.
Don't
you. I ain't jumping shit. You know, I know it's the same thing because I heard a motherfucker say on the other day, check it out, black women. The pussy that you give me the day before our anniversary is the same pussy you're going to give me on the anniversary. The only thing I can do to your pussy is fuck it and bust a nut. I can lick it, you can bust a nut. I can suck it and you can bust a nut. I can fuck it and you can bust a nut. That's far as it's going to go. I can't do nothing to get the baby out of there except bust a nut. I can't do nothing else with your pussy except bust a nut in it, around it, on it, stretch it out, move it around, make it wet, make it ejaculate. That's all. I can wash it off for you. All right, but I don't own it. I can't put it in my pocket. You know? I can't make it follow me around all motherfucking day so I know where it's at. I can't make it do none of that shit because it ain't mine. You know, now if that motherfucker attached to a nice body, who does it benefit? The only benefit I get out of it is getting the pleasure of putting my hands and my genitals all around it. My lips and my tongue sometimes, maybe my teeth a little bit. That's all I can get out of it. But it benefits the possessor thereof more than anybody. Because, you know, pussy attached to anybody is right there. I mean, hell, even the ugly bitches know, you know, what their pussy is. It's a motherfucking gold mine or whatever you want to call it. Control factor, hook 'em. Snook them, anything. You know what I'm saying? But what we got to remember, as much as you would like to believe, is that the theories, and you know, everybody else got theories about every motherfucking thing. Why can't we can't have theories about certain things? So we have a theory. Alright? And the theory, in my opinion, is that it just might be true. That when it comes to what men call true love, a woman don't have no motherfucking idea and no real interest of what the fuck that means. Because most of the time, we don't even get to the point where, you know, you can just be secure. You know what I'm saying? In all levels, in all facets. I know we like to say, you know, that we are, but sometimes you just be like, man, I know this motherfucker going to piss me off. There's going to be something in that motherfucking brain that go to the left. It always happens. But where we make the mistake is thinking that if I go to the left, that motherfucker know I'm going to go to the left, so she better go to the left. She going to think I better go to the left. You know what I'm saying? We all got our own motherfucking minds, and so we have to remember. You know what I'm saying? Just because you thinking, automatically, I'm going to go to the left. You know what I'm saying? She might be thinking, well, shit, he going to go to the left. That might work for him, but if I go to the right, it might work for me. And then, boom, you're like, wait a minute. We're on the bicycle building, too. If I turn the handlebar to the left, baby, you gotta lean to the left. You lean to the right, we gonna crash and we gonna fall. The women nowadays, they don't think like that. You know who their alliances lie with? Them and their kids. I heard women say, I can't wait for you motherfuckers to turn 18 and get the fuck out of here. I heard that shit a lot. I heard it a lot. You know what I'm saying? I even asked my pops, man, why come your moms didn't make it? You know, he was just a lot of babble, you know. I heard the same shit from my mom that I heard from my father, man. So where the fuck do you think that put me? How the fuck am I supposed to find a motherfucking wife if I don't even know how to treat a motherfucker? I'm trying to learn how to stop calling y'all bitches. I'm trying to see past the dumb shit that y'all take niggas through to be with y'all without y'all realizing that y'all need to do some dumb shit too, because we just as important. Two women can't make no motherfucking baby. Two niggas can't make no baby. It take a man and a woman to do that. You can buy one all day if you got the money, but it ain't yours. Shit gotta be said. Sometimes you gotta think about a whole lot of motherfucking things, man. You gotta think back to 1610. What happened in 1610 before they printed the first motherfucking Bible? What the hell was they saying? When we done with this, we gonna rule the world. We'll have all the money. Y'all motherfuckers better start watching some of these videos for the informational content. Y'all keep watching these fags doing flips. Y'all keep watching these little dumb niggas trying to make themselves famous now doing stupid shit on the internet to get on ridiculousness or wilding out. You know, if you play the fag role on the internet and you got famous behind it, what make you think they're going to let you get out that shit? You going to be an Eddie Murphy comedian? I don't think so, man. Y'all motherfuckers better get hip to the game. You never hear about black scientists. You never hear about black super intelligent, except Neil Tyson deGrasse, or however you say his name. Him. You hear about him. But did you know, I was somehow, man, well, February was it? January the 24th? Was it the 28th? It was one of between the 24th and the 29th is when the Challenger blew up in the sky. And Judith, can't remember the motherfucking lady's name, but she was black. She was the first African-American to go up in space. And all of the pictures and, of course, the cameras and shit was fucked up. She was light-skinned, but she looked Latino. But, you know, she was half black, half white. And she was considered the first African-American woman. So they killed two birds with one stone. And it was some other motherfuckers went up there with them, man. But they said it was, you know, some stupid shit. One of the valves, sex valves or some shit.
The O-ring.
Yeah, the O-ring was waving. But, see,
O-ring.
And when that motherfucker say, okay, Challenger, forward, go, and that motherfucker hit the gas, that bitch just went and opened up. And next thing you know, that bitch was, one of the motors went this way, and the rest of the bitch just disintegrated. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to be willing to go on that one-way mission. I'm pretty sure they thought they was coming back home, though.
They had a lot of high hopes to come back home.
Yes, they did.
But, like, the people told them, they said, listen, man, it's too damn cold, man, trying to blast off the planet right now. But they said, listen, man, this shit is historical. We got timelines already set. We got the meteor ready to go.
The moon has moved out the way.
And we can't have none of
that. We can't even afford to have these motherfuckers telling us that, they didn't make it. Wasn't nothing out there. Sometimes shit will fuck you up.
That's right. I mean, when you lose the hair is off, there ain't going to be nothing different if individuals alone don't do what they need to do. We keep asking the same question over and over again, right? If the creator put us on this planet, did he not create us to do something? Aren't we inquisitive enough to know that we have a hidden talent and we can mobilize upon that hidden talent? But how many of us actually utilize it?
nobody.
Just like you said there, it has to be said there. If don't talk about it, where is the awareness going to come? Right now, the black folks is running around killing off each other and everything. Like, okay, once you do that, and you clear out the neighborhood, then they tear down all those crack houses and abandoned houses that the crackheads and stolen aluminum siding off of. Mm-hmm. And what do? They go in there and those developers come in and buy the land for $1 to build a $125,000 house there. And then turn around and sell the shit right back to you in your community.
Mm-hmm.
So you motherfuckers don't even see what you're doing, where you're going to help perpetuate the situation, which is to rent out the riffraff. Because no one took into consideration that shit. You only had freedom to meet personally. Now when we were born, we're embarking upon, what, 70 years now? 70 years now, we only have freedom where you can sit next to the motherfucking white folks in the restaurant.
Right.
Go back 70 years and see if the motherfuckers told you better go get your food from the back door.
Mm-hmm. Right, man, we gotta get our food from the back door, ain't that a bitch?
But yet, everybody running around here in society thinking that it's all cool and everything's disrespecting each other. Fuck school, I don't need no education, I don't need no history, I don't need no knowledge. I'm just gonna be the nomad who just roamed the land. Sleep in the corners and the gutters and the shit in the back alleys and shit. That's what you want to be. Whereas when you look at societies in which they consider this to be an urban society, right? We're in a metropolitan city where it is you supposed to be able to be productive. I don't give a fuck if you work at the damn McDonald's or you just fucking was a janitor at the school. You still was productive doing something. But ain't nobody fucking focusing on that. Everybody running around here thinking the world's coming to an end and they're going to blow this motherfucker up. Like I told them, I said, listen, why you think the motherfucker said, y'all got to stop blowing that shit up in the bedroom and everything? Because that shit goes up into the upper atmosphere and it flies across the jet stream and it fucks up other parts of the region of the world.
Yeah, I'm talking about that shit, though. Yeah,
you can't talk about that because right now when you look at the fuel source that needs to be invented now, which is nuclear propulsion. If we need an endless source of fuel so that we can go ahead and do now for more space exploration. We need to take half a dozen of these motherfuckers, individuals who are inquisitive, and start exploration. You know, right now, all these big wigs and shit out there, and all these damn stars and shit got all this big money and everything. Y'all missing the motherfucking big boat. Shit. If I had big money and shit like that, shit, I'd be out there leading the way. I said, come on, look. We're going to go ahead and build some craft and shit with it and see who can get to the fucking moon the fastest and first.
Hey, man, you know what? I had a thought when you were talking about that. All these motherfuckers committing crimes and this and that shit, stupid shit, and getting caught. How about some of the motherfuckers get sentenced to be flown over to one of the motherfucking wars that the United States is sponsoring this shit? We got some motherfucking enlistees for your ass. Our motherfuckers want to shoot, rob, and kill people.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to send you overseas.
Well, right on the front line.
Mommy!
Boom. There
you
go. Either you're going to come back straight or you're going to suffer PTSD.
I ain't never seen no shit. It's weird how motherfuckers be raw and harmful and disrespectful and shit out on the motherfucking street, but then you get in front of that judge and it's yes, your honor.
But the, no, your you honor. Missed the key though. See, you got to give them the weapons that you can only shoot this when you were in close range.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get no sniper weapons. You can't get none of that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you want to go ahead and think that you're going to pull the weapons and shoot up your squad and all that type of shit, no, that's not going to happen. See what I'm saying? Because everybody is watching your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole squad over there, that's the niggas from the pen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you damn near almost like one of the terrorists and shit. Exactly. You over there supposed to be trying to kill.
And they'll shoot your ass too. Just as fast as they shoot one of them terrorists, motherfucker. I tell you. But we got 9 minutes left to go on the show, y'all, and I want to thank y'all out there
that's listening online, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't know it. So it was on the night. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Shad. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else that called in just wanted to listen. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Just want to put the disclaimer out there that the views and the commentary you heard tonight are those specifically of the host of Hood Talk Radio. It's got to be shared tonight, episode, and not of Blog Talk Radio. So if you got an issue with anything you heard tonight, whether it be positive or negative, do not contact Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is dial 646-478-0944 and press 1 to talk, and you will speak directly to the person you are listening to who make a comment. Whether it be on Monday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night, whether it be Friday night or Saturday night, we are here, okay? So you can always find us around the same time on those scheduled nights. Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets, Monday 9 to 10. Myself, E-Max Image, I'm here on Wednesday night, 9 to 10. And on Thursday, we'll be here like 9:30. So, you know, Friday and Saturday, of course, y'all know it's 8 to 10. The Hood Tunes Radio, which, by the way, is on 24 hours a day. Just go to shoutcast.com and shoutcast.com and search Hood Tunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? Press the little play button, and you got Hood Tunes Radio 24 hours a day, y'all. Straight up. No bullshit. That's just the way it is. Tomorrow night, we really going to get on with that Shoutcast show. We got shit going on pretty good, man. A lot of Cleveland artists. And there's a lot of good music there also. So y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? And, you just might hear your song. You know what I'm saying? I want to send a shout out to my homie, Hector Gomez. You know what I'm saying? He's a new artist. Well, he ain't new, but to the roster. You know what I'm saying? And, Boy kind of raw. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to showcase that shit this weekend. You know what I'm saying? If all said and done is willing to do, that's what's going to happen. So Hector Gomez, you looking out for your shit because, you know, you got your own deck, homie. All right, this is your boy, E-Max Image, man. We're going to play this motherfucking song right quick. And pretty much let it speak for itself. It's an old cut, but it's relevant, and you got to activate.
1997. Year for R2AD to come out and spread the message throughout the world. You see, it's all about activating your mind and being the best that you can be. Doing those things that you need to do to succeed in life and staying away from all the madness, drugs, and destruction. 8 years ago, I decided to do something positive with my life. So I dedicated my life to saying no to drugs and destruction. Then I formed an anti-drug rap group called R2AD, the Messengers of Hope. And we would just like to share with you reality. Drop it.
Your mind. To take it one day at a time.
Rogers fantasy is no good for my position. My mission is to take you to the light, so you can witness the truth and do what's right. You see, very many of our people are suffering. Some are born addicted to drugs, and that's ugly. Kids are being neglected, abused, disrespected. But if you search their minds, you find some have been affected by mental anguish, alcoholism, poverty stricken, crack addictions, hard times, criminal minds. Some are even locked up in jail doing time. And the mind is such a terrible thing to waste. So please don't become a basket case, cause we got to have respect for one another. So sisters and brothers, let us not hurt each other, cause I didn't come to sell out, bell out, slip out, trip out the back door, when I know we're all out here for a special reason. God made the seasons, and today I'm proud to say that I'm not people pleasing, but activate your mind.
I say to myself, I'm fine with that.